So, here we are in York.
Indeed, in the Theatre Royal, York.
And I'm with Bill Thompson and...
Marcia Hutchinson.
You're here as an observer, a learner.
Yes. I feel like I'm coming to this thing going, I know nothing. I just want to absorb stuff. I don't want to know practical stuff. I just want to sort of feel how it all works. And then eventually an idea will pop in of, oh, I can do this in my work. But I don't want to have any preconditioned ideas.
No, totally. And I think by watching, observing, dipping your toes in, I think it's all going to come good. I think you have to take it slowly because there's just too much going on.
There is far too much going on. I mean, I think sort of even those of us who've been immersed in this world for far too many years to remember get surprised sometimes at how some of the new applications and tools and services come up from nowhere, and it's not clear how they're going to fit into current practice. And then you have to decide essentially whether to assimilate them, in other words, to just build them into what you do, or whether to adapt to them yourself, to change the way you work, to allow them to be expressed, allow them to work properly. And I think this is a real challenge. Yeah, it's a constant challenge. So Marcia's got it because a lot of this is new to her. I've got it because I've been doing this a long time, and a lot of it is still new to me.
Yeah, it's new every day, definitely. Now, you're talking at Shift Happens tomorrow, but you're also talking tonight on the radio about Iran and Twitter, which has been a phenomenally hot topic. It's still trending, even though major celebrities are dying all over the place.
Really? Oh, I don't know anything about these major celebrities.
I need to know about your filtering.
Of which,
because
you
if
speak,
you can avoid all of this, it's fantastic.
I've been trying hard to avoid it. Actually, my filtering is following sensible and intelligent people who tend not to go into orgies of self-love about how close they were to major celebrities. Who might possibly have popped their clogs. Because, frankly, most of us don't care and it doesn't change our world. Whereas the political situation in Iran is important. Now, I'm on Nightwaves tonight. Philip Dodd's going to interview me. In fact, not just about Iran and Twitter, but about politics and technology generally. Because the argument I will be putting forward, I suppose, is that Twitter's just the latest thing that governments don't yet know how to suppress, and therefore the obvious thing to be used by those who want to challenge their governments. But it was text messages a few years ago, it's been blogs, it was this thing called printing about 700-800 years ago.
Apparently, Tom Paine.
Yeah, apparently that was quite big and important, and then effectively controlled by the government. So, you know, it's not that this is new, it's that it's interesting to see whether what's happening with Twitter in Iran will actually change things.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people are changing their location to Iran, and I think the Iranian government does know what an IP address is.
Oh, the Iranian government has a very sophisticated internet filtering system. They know which tweets are coming from Iran-based IP addresses. They're monitoring to see as soon as they're closing down all the proxies they can. And yeah, it would not surprise me either to discover that in 2 or 3 months' time, they have a lot more knowledge of who is twittering from within Iran, and they're waiting. And when we all turn our attention away, they'll put them all in jail. Because that's what repressive governments do. So they think long term.
So what can we do other than shade your avatar green? What can you actually do that's going to make a difference?
Well, shading your avatar green doesn't make a difference. It just annoys me because it means I can't actually tell who you are. So I get confused and spend far too much time trying to figure out which of my friends is tweeting. I don't think that's an act of support. That's got nothing to do with anything. What can we do on Twitter?
We're breaking down our own networks to try and support theirs.
But what can we do on Twitter? Nothing. What we can do is put pressure on our MEPs to ensure that the European Union starts to impose some real sanctions. We can go talk to David Miliband and ensure that politicians who actually do have power and influence realise that it matters to us more than just what we do on Twitter. We can actually engage in real politics instead of leaving it to an online world which frankly is inadequate to the task. Sorry, I got into a bit of a rant there.
We did say Iran.
Iran.
I love it.
I have friends in Iran, okay? And I'm not going to say their names because they are friends of mine. And they are going through incredibly hard times at the moment. And they need real support, not just the support of people who think the death of Michael Jackson is actually suddenly more interesting.
Very good point. I think I'm going to leave it there. I need to go and get you a glass of wine, I think, so that you are even more eloquent when it comes to going on the radio.
Never go on the radio drunk. Never. Anyone listening, never, ever, ever. And when you see me next, ask me for the tale of when I did.